it mentioned over there, I'd like to take a little look at. The Pasuk Perek Chavzayin, the Pasuk Chavzayin, the Pasuk Chavzayin. Or Makle Obi V'Pihimoy. Cursed is the one who treats lightly, despises, puts down Obi V'Pihimoy. Causes disloyal to his father and his mother, in particular, Oru Makle Obi. Anyway, cursed is the one who treats lightly his father or his mother, Makalom Omi. So we know that there is already two mitzvahs. So the twin mitzvahs related to the general theme of Kibbud Abayim, which is called the Kibbud and Moed, honoring and paying. There's honoring, which is sort of more positive type of thing, to give assistance where assistance is needed, with eating, with drinking, with getting dressed, etc. That's Kibbud Abayim, and there's Moed, which is not to contradict his work, not to sit in his place, etc. So I'd like to take a little look at some points where we're going to see that this oral, this added pasuk over here, oral makla obviously, everyone comes with one truth and lightly, where will that give us a sort of added halakhic angle, something which perhaps, from the point of view of the general mitzvah of Kibbud Abayim, we might have not been obliged to do, but because there's this attached oral, you are now obliged to be more careful, be more particular. Just like to go through a couple of scenarios which come up in the poetry. Treat lightly. That's related to the word cup. I'm struggling for a better English word, but.
So, word?
You can have a look in the article and see what they say. Sorry?
This is word, is part of this. We say only the word is part of this.
Yeah.
It's not only physical fitting or something like this.
No. So let's now read the work of the Shulchan Aruch, where he sort of records what is the gather, what is included in this oral in Suman Rishma and others. The Vav, the second thing on the sheet. Kal Hamavadeh Oviv Zimoy. Anyone who calls his bizoyah to his father or his mother, Afilu Bizoyah, even with words, simply, so it's not physical bizoyah, Afilu Biramita. Even simply with a yes, not just with words, but with a hint, a slight action. I raise it because oral is a very serious and stringent matter is included in the oral given by the British Lord himself. Shenema, oral makla obi behemo, the pasuk that we look at. The yesh is based in the hakim tzalzeh, makas margus, and in fact, if they can see somebody who is doing this, they give makas margus, malkus, mizrahomon. And to apply whatever Oynish they see fit. Okay, so that's the basic outline of this oral. Now let's turn a little bit to some other, not a lot of the Kibbud Abayim, and we'll come back to a point where this oral makes the last minute. So in the halakhah of Kibbud Abayim, it is recorded the following bit. What happens in the following two scenarios? Talmid, Sherote, Lolechet, Lamokwe, Achim. You have somebody who is learning in yeshiva, learning Torah, a Talmud, and he wants to move to a different yeshiva, he wants to go somewhere else, to a different place. Shehu Boteya, Sheyirin, Simon Brok of the Talmud, not for some external reason, but because he thinks that he's going to be more clear in his learning, if Ne Harab Sheshom, with that teacher over there, with that yeshiva over there, he thinks he's going to be more clear in his learning, and that's why he wants to go. The Hobbit, Moshe boy, and the father says, I don't want you to go. Why? The fish is Zoe, Sheba Uzma Ha'ir, Ha'ir they could come in Ma'amil. Because he is concerned for the physical welfare of his child. He says, well, in that town, the going are very wild. They come up with all types of plots and tricks to blame things on the Jews. And it's sorry to smell the Hobbit for them. This is not excluded in Kibbutz Abayim, he is not obliged to this. And now let's come more to the point that I will focus on more. I've got Sezer Amor, a similar type of scenario. The Chayim Ma'am, Moichet Bebed, Lisa Ezer Isha. What about if someone wants to get married to such and such a lady? And the father says, no, I don't like her. No, just no, it's not for you. Don't get married to her. Ain't sorry for Ishmael Allah. He's not obliged to listen to the father. This is not included in Kibbutz Abayim. Okay, but let's have a look what the source is for this psalm. like it if the Ramot says that this point, getting married to a particular wife whom the son wishes and the father does not, the son is not obliged to it. Why? The source of this is a tshuva of the Ma'arik, and the Ma'arik gives us three reasons. Three reasons why this would not be included in the regular mitzvah of Kibbutz Avodah.
We're talking about objectively speaking.
Oh, we'll come more to scenarios like that in a minute. Yeah, so we're talking here within a certain boundary. Just the father's got some. Father's got some prank with her. There's no true issue. It's just not like it. Yeah. Oh, we'll come to that in a minute.
Oh.
In a minute, but in a few minutes. Okay. So why? What is the reason for this? Now, I mean, the psyche says to Ma'arik, there is an issue of identity. If she's a woman who is in principle suitable and fitting for him, she ain't chayat b'yapa'av, limpis b'yapa'av. The father cannot prove. And what's the reason? Number one, chos, da'afid the Indian mamoy, even as regards paying money to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avodah. Only they are bothered the Rabbi Yehuda, commands the Omar b'shal'av. In principle, the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avodah is fulfilled, generally speaking, from the money of the father. Now, when we learn, let's say, the Gemara says, "Ma'achilo v'ashkeinu," if it's necessary, the son gives the father to eat, to drink, if he's not able. So, the money for that food can be taken from the father's money. The son is not obliged to spend the money on it. If the father doesn't have money, then that's a different issue. But if the father has money, in principle, the money comes from it. So, it's possible to call place to the show, easy as the Gemara, and that's how we pass. So if you're not obliged to spend your own money, says the Ma'arik, says the Ma'arik, I see that this type of discomfort, this type of physical discomfort to leave aside the wife we'd like to take and start looking for somebody else who might not be as much akhira, is a culture gain from the fact that the son doesn't have to spend money. So if the son doesn't have to spend money to fulfill Mitzvah Kibbutz Avodah, how much more so is the culture gain to Ma'arik, so he doesn't have to put himself through this type of discomfort and difficulty and inconvenience in order to fulfill Kibbutz Avodah. The culture gain from the fact that he doesn't have to spend money. That's point one. Well, point two. The Korim Hazor, it seems, we know there's a second plan that the father cannot be the tzave, cannot tell the son to be oiger al dibrei tzave. He says, do such and such an avera, and it's kibbutz avayim, you have to live. No. Kibbutz avayim is limited within the boundaries of things that are permitted. But if the son's father says to do something forbidden, then the son doesn't have to listen. So it says the Ma'arik, then it appears to me that this type of act, this type of situation where the father says to him, well, don't take this wife, go and find somebody else, it is going to be an aveir of mamish, but it's coming in korayut to in the other aveir. Why? Sharei, Omer Rabbi says in the middle of the second point, Chazal says that also the Odom she kadishes so isha ad she yireno. A person is not permitted to marry a lady until he's seen her and checked her out that she is Moshe Shein Be'enon. Why? Because Chazal are worried that afterwards, if you don't really like her, you'll come to Avedis of Leisisna and Zachicha Bil Vavetov, of being Oiver and Va'af to the Reh for Komoitov. So you've got to take somebody you like. Areshe, Pidu, Shiyikat Isha, Ashi Yatsu, Tzolot, in Tzolchein Be'enon, in order that Moshe shouldn't come afterwards to Avedis of Menon and Lachaveri. So there's the Ma'arik, if we're looking, we'll look ahead. Might not be a direct Avera now, but this is a path that is written to Chashash Avera. So on that, the father has got no right to be mistaken not to take this wife and to look for somebody else. This is the one who he likes, and maybe the other one he won't like as much. That is a path that leads to Chashash Avera. So therefore, that's the second reason why the father has got no prayer over here to be Mesaveh to take a different one. And thirdly, Boaz. The Adkalan of Yishmi, Imishal Ah, Imishal Ben, the entire discussion of Kibbut Avraham, whether you pay for it from the father's money, from the son's money, and of the daughter's shine for half the God. Says in noticing the Marriott, that Kibbut Avraham is related to things that have to do with the father. To look after him, to give him his food, his necessary things that he needs. Our mother will shine to Gabe, Kihoko. She does it in person, like our little place to effect. This has nothing to do really with the covers of the father or the moira of the father. This is the man's business. This has got nothing to do with it. Lomishum covers the Lomishum moira. This is not covers, this is not moira. He's just decided to. You're not right to you, but you know, he decided to put his own to something that's not going to do with him. It's not his covenant, it's not his moira, this is the son's private matter. So on that, there's no kibbut that way. That's the third one. Okay, so we have here these three smorahs which the Maharik said, which permit the son to go and choose whichever wife he wants. Firstly, the entire list of kibbut avraham is only paid for from the money of the father, not from the money of the son. So if he doesn't have to spend money, Kol Shekhen doesn't have to put himself through this discomfort. Secondly, this is a path that leads to Chashash Avera, because it's not the woman we want. So we lead to Chashash and Avera if he doesn't have Avera. And thirdly, who says entirely that this whole type of topic is included in the Indian of Kibbut Avraham? It's not related to the father in any way, it's not to do with his father, not to do with his moira. So we've got no shaykh here. Okay. So now, having said these three svarim, comes along, let's jump to the Chuvas Meshiv Gomer. Very next one down the one, after, which is the Chuvas of the Nesir, the Velazim Rosh Yeshiva, who said, focusing mainly on the third reason of the Marik. Marik says, well, it's not got anything really so much to do with the father. But says the there's the Meshiv Gomer. Of course, this or Isha, she be Zoya in the heart. What will be if the scenario is not just this woman, that woman, but he likes this one, and the father is what I don't like. But in some sense, or in some fashion, taking this woman causes a Zoya to the father. The Zoya in the heart, the Zora Tuba, which is much worse. The koi were oru makla obviously in moira. It might be that you cannot pin it down to any area in kibbut avraham in moira, but if it is desired, then that oru makla obviously in moira. So you can't do it. And in fact, says the Nesiv, this goes so far as saying that if it is desired, it will take us to the other extreme. But afilu mashkila ha'av, the time alone the ha'av yotel linkor, even if. Generally speaking, you say the father can be moichel on his chomos. Mikolokim of his yoleh yeshel. He cannot be moichel on his desire. The father is not permitted to be moichel on his desire. When she crosses the shilvus to a sorry, not the posh of children very much, like is written in earlier thought. So says the shilvus meshiv zavar. The biz sad that he's entitled to choose whichever wife he wants, and not to take note of the sibling of the father. All that only holds true when we are not dealing with a situation of desire of the father. But if taking this woman is going to cause some sort of desire to the father, so then, in fact, the son is not permitted to take whoever he wants, because that is already treading in the area of Oru Makla of the Imoi. Cursed is the one who causes desire to his parents, and this is desire. So having said that, let's take a little more careful look at what is called desire. Because now, you know, it's a bit of an open deal. The father can say, well, no, it's desire to me if you take her. There's that all sorts of, like say, you know, silly, unimportant thing. Say, well, no, it's a desire to me. So, in fact, the children sit there together, discusses exactly this point. Very well, children have come at the kernel of the Yerba, who met. The one who wrote him, you have brought up, you have discussed, that it seems that following this logic, my hey hadin, what would be the din? Beheicha she'tam ha'bizoyin la'am. When the father brings up the concern that it is a bizoyin, mitnei, she'be'ein ha'oilom, אין המשפוקו של אישו מיוחדת. He says, well, this family are not from Yukon, it's not like us, that we come from a family of great Abigim and Chidim and Kveshim and Fahayim, and these people, I don't know, they're just bunches of people, it's not for us. It's that type of big lawyer. Or is it Israel ahead from another?
Israel ahead, another group.
They're from the literature, she's Finnish, it's not for us. Big lawyer, we're going to get married to a Finnish and his father. Etc. We can think of all types of titles down this type of theme, down this type of road. Only Shlach Yad Shlach Yachalo, all the father's job is bothered by Enoch, is lonely in his eyes. You know, the father from Chotten is a lawyer, and the father is a storekeeper, you know, got my colleague. So, well, not for us, he's married to somebody who's just working with my colleague. Or in the wider Mishpacha, there are people who are not so amazing, but it's just the Chazor of the Inyanim Shein that puts them always down the Yomim. So, is the father always going to be able to pull this trump card of desire? Well, I'm sorry, it's a desire for me, you can't do it. So, there's the Sitzel Yezer, in his opinion, we have to take the following Gedeon in this matter. The Gidre Bizoyer, Gabriel, the second paragraph of the Sitzel Yezer. What is considered Bizoyer? Gidre Bizoyer, Gabriel, letter Bozeh, he is a Mashiach Chazal, Kudin Bozeh. One can only call Bizoyer, one can only wave the flag as Bizoyer regarding things that Chazal specifically mark or term as Bizoyer. You cannot wave the flag on every little pickbook that you have, every little situation, they mark as a Bizoyer. If she's known what to be such a Ishok Gua, she's involved in Yonik Kritzos, in Yonik Hashoshi's move, or she has poison in Miro, or another situation mentioned specifically as being a desire, as if the a sister in that family is converted to another religion.
But
not
only. Wait,
yeah, that is mentioned specifically in our lobby, in other areas as being called a desire. Family where somebody has converted to another religion. I'm talking about some, they're not so talking. They've converted to another religion. They've gone Rishmi and they become Christian and whatever it is. That is considered a bizoy.
Well,
but Herod, there are other types of things, whatever other types of titles you can think of, one equals the Gedesh of bizoy. One cannot label that bizoy, just say, well, it's a bizoy. But it's okay. The Vatican of Gosher is going to be powerful, will have to. Give up on his feelings of desire, which they brought for his desire. And if he doesn't want to, it's not the son's problem. So, that's where he leaves out that although the principle is true that the son cannot take a wife in a situation where it's going to cause desire to the father, and that he suckers there are more than those, nevertheless, we have to bear in mind what is the getter of desire, not everything. Which one suddenly thinks is desire is necessarily desire. That goes back to turn to another very fascinating discussion in which is discussed in the Shuvos of Rav Moshe Shlomo. I'm not going to read all this side, but he speaks about two very fascinating things. One was the following situation. A son lives in a country in Chutzlaret, and the father lives in Eretz Yisrael. So in order for him, for the son, to keep up kesher with the father, it costs him money. Right? I mean, nowadays it's really very, it can be done very cheaply, but even that is money. In other words, he has to make a telephone call, international telephone call, in the old days it was an expensive, very expensive thing, international telephone call, or he has to send letters, and to pay for stamps. So this son doesn't sound like such a good son, but he said, well, maybe I don't have to do that. I don't have to call my father every Monday and Thursday and update him on my welfare and what's going on in my life, etc., because, as we mentioned the Klal before, the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim is fulfilled using the money of the parents. So he says, well, if my mom wants to pay for the telephone calls and pay me for the stamps and the paper and I don't know what else, so fine. But if I'm going to have to pay, so maybe I'm not obliged. Maybe I'm not obliged to call him every other day, and I'm not obliged to send letters with stamps and whatever, because they all cost money. And the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avraham is fulfilled from the money of Zohar. That was the shaykh. And there was somebody who told this gentleman that indeed, Lefi Deika Alotra, he's not obliged. He's not obliged to pay money, and he doesn't have to. And Rabbi Shlomo was not happy with this shaykh. Before we come to explain why, we'll bring the second most fascinating story, which is a famous story, which happened to the Rav Chaim Brisk, which is also mentioned in the Tshuva. Somebody came to the Rav Chaim Brisk in the town of Brisk with the following shaykh. He said his father, the father of this gentleman lives in Warsaw. Okay. So every so often he needs to travel from Brisk to Warsaw in order to visit his father, pay him respect, he's often got the keshet. So he says, well listen, to travel from Brisk to Warsaw, it costs money. I have to pay for a train. The train ride costs whatever it costs, so many rubles. So maybe I don't have to pay it. Sounds like a good time, I came without buying Michelle out. So Rav Chaim Brisk told him amazing twist. He said, well, you know, who told you to go there by train? And you should walk. Possible to walk there, it would take a long time, but it's possible to walk there. So who told you to go there by train? Why are you going by train? Because it's convenient. Who is it convenient? Yourself is convenient. So the train is for your own comfort. So Mela, that expense of paying for the train, you're just doing it for your own comfort. You can't put it down to Mitzvah Kibbutz Avraham. You're doing it for your own comfort. Sure, Mitzvah Kibbutz Avraham, you could walk. So Mela, you have to pay. You can't put it down to the Cheshbon that Kibbutz Avraham is Mishal Av. There's something else called Bizoyim. He says that in his eyes, for his son or a child not to be in contact with their parents for extended period of time, I can't give it an example, each family be in Yom, etc., but not to be in contact for an extended period of time, since it is the way of bringing the obedience of people who have Hesher to be in contact with each other every so often. So for a child not to be in contact with his parents for an extended period of time is not just a question of Kibbutz Avraham or of Moira Avraham. It is a question of Bizoyim.
Even if the parents are not sure missing.
He doesn't discuss that situation. I don't know. I think it would be different, but he doesn't probably discuss that. I don't
know.
I don't know. It could also be that in those times things were different. In other words, people went away to different places. There was no telephone. There was no post. Not much, I don't think. So it was much more of an accepted thing that people just went off and disappeared and you didn't see it. And indeed, the Moshul, where you have this brocha which you make, according to Chazal, after not seeing somebody for 12 months. Of Baruch HaChayimim, because once somebody went away, you have no idea. You have no idea what happened. There was no way of just making it religion. Just to bring up this point, I'm just learning now. I have to be learning now with a focus paper. Way off, but so in a lot of the Bedikah comments, we have such a discussion of somebody who rented a house on the 14th on the Arab paper. And the landlord, he owned it until in the night of the 14th. On the day of the 14th, you go into the house. And the landlord is not here anymore. He's gone somewhere. And you want to know whether he's done the Dikas Kol. So the whole discussion whether you can rely that he has done, that he hasn't done, etc., etc. You know, cut the telephone. You just ask him. In fact, if he's in town, if he's in town, you have to ask him. But if he's not in town, then all discussion whether you can rely that enough stuff, he has done, he hasn't done, what other types of guru we could make. Nowadays, the whole thing is like, yeah, you pick up the telephone, even if he's not in the house, and he's like, catch him on his mobile, send him an email, a text, whatever it is. You could surely get hold of him, no such thing now as somebody being just like. So it's because of that, these types of vinyan, coming back to our Indian, these types of vinyan is what is called desires, etc., are things that change to see the dumb thing at that time. So in the context of our day and our age, where people are readily in contact the whole time, so if somebody not to be in contact for an extended period of time is bordering on Hashash Bidoyim, says the Moshe Shabbat. And therefore in his eyes, in order to fulfill these kinubim, to be in contact with the Father, or to take that journey from Britain to Warsaw, or whatever it is, he's bordering on Hashash Bidoyim, and his son has to pay for it. Okay, we'll stop it for today.